Hey folks, Travis here with the last episode of 2020, our 25th episode. Thanks so much for supporting us all this time. We wouldn't bother doing 25 episodes of this show if we didn't have great listeners who actually cared about the dumb shit we say all the time. So thanks for sticking with us through host changes and all of the bullshit of 2020. We don't have any plans of going anywhere, so expect another 50 episodes this year, and we'll see where we're at. We have a couple new patrons this week, so thank you very much to Vincent Manzarol and Jennifer Nichols. Hey, Vince, how's it going, man? Hope you're doing okay. Miss you. Miss being on in the communications department, chatting it up, you know, about fantasy baseball and whatever else is going on. Hope you're doing okay, and thank you very much for supporting us. It means a lot to us. And we're going to get stuff out to you soon. And this is, it's just like last week, we didn't really put a whole lot of thought or preparation into this one. We just kind of, you know, screwed around. We tried to keep it light and funny. And this one, we didn't try to go too deep into depressing shit. We did get into a little bit at one point. But, for the most part, we kept this one kind of light. We talked about, bears taking over a small town in Vermont and, stuff like that. So enjoy that. And we'll see you on the other side. Oh, and also, there's some audio issues in this one. I was using a new mic this week, and there was some sound mapping bullshit with the program that I use. And essentially, like, I just sound like I'm peaking the entire time. So I apologize for that. We're fixing up our equipment. We're trying to make this sound as good as it can. So bear with us.
And he was like, "Well, there's never been any bears."
I'm like. Well, he's got you there.
I thought it was fair enough. Paying the bear tax.
Are you referring to the New Hampshire town that like abolished its government and then was overrun by bears within like months of doing that?
No,
have you heard about this?
No, there's a Simpsons episode with one bear and it starts a bear tax.
Oh yes, the bear tax from the Simpsons. That's right.
Oh my God, what is the? Tell us more.
Oh yeah. So this was detailed on I think it was on a Chapo episode. It's been on a few different podcasts that they've talked about it. I think it's New Hampshire. Let me, or maybe Vermont. It's one of those like live free or die states.
Yeah.
Libertarian
bears.
So this is the great job.
Okay, so here it is. From October 13th, 2020, The New Republic. All right. The headline. The headline. The town that went feral. When a group of libertarians set about scrapping their local government, chaos descended, and then the bears moved in. This is real. This is a real thing.
Correlation and causation.
Don't you just love libertarianism?
So go to the New Republic, which, by the way, New Republic is a great, great publication. Lots of good stuff up there. Good left-wing shit.
Sounds good.
There's a book about this called A Libertarian Walks Into a Bear. The Utopian Plot to Liberate an American Town and Some Bears. by Matthew... I can't read that.
What an amazing title.
Walks Into a Bear. Guys, do you get it? It's like bar.
Yeah.
Wait, so for all the eco folks out in the crowd, for what's that thing called? Eco defense. What you really need to do is become crypto libertarians and take over your government and abolish it. And then the animals will take over. That's all you need to do.
I just love that abolishing a small town government almost immediately backfired at such an epic level that bears took over the fucking town.
It's so like Monty Python.
Okay.
So socialism takes over and people thrive and do well, and we get the fucking USS Enterprise and we start exploring new galaxies. Libertarians take over, we get fucking bears
immediately.
Okay, but Travis, what would Windsor be overrun with if the city of Windsor's government was abolished?
Probably fucking possums, to be honest. Which would be sweet.
That would actually make me really happy because I fucking hate ticks. Plus, I kind of possums
and skunks. That would be what would happen
for sure.
Yeah,
I kind of identify as a possum, so I'm okay with that. My brethren.
We kind of all do. That's why the possum is the official mascot of This Is False.
That's true.
There you go.
I'm going to post the New Republic article about this and you can just go read it. It's one of the funniest fucking stories. Like, literally, they're like, they stopped doing garbage collection because they're libertarians. They don't believe in government. They stopped doing garbage collection. They stopped doing like other
you
sort
keep
of infrastructural
your
things.
Hands out of my garbage. I'll pile it wherever I want. This is magic country.
Literally. This and this only happened a few years ago.
Run.
This was only like 2014. And like, so they slow, I feel like the story was they were slowly moving in, like people, libertarians from all over the country were slowly moving into this town and like swinging the vote so that more libertarians were on town council.
Amazing.
And then eventually just all of them were. And so they like, they made it this experiment.
It's very bear-like.
Oh my
they
God.
Just slowly take over.
Matthew Hongolt's Hetling.
Like, oh my God, Matthew Humboldt.
Yeah, that's Matthew Hongolt's Hetling is the name of the author of the book. A libertarian walks into a bear.
What a good title. I still can't get over that.
I highly recommend seeking this story out. It is one of the funniest fucking things that has ever happened.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, so it's a Vermont town, by the way.
Oh God, that's so.
I'm still trying to find the name of
Bernie
it.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my
that
God!
That should be funny.
Oh fuck!
Grafton. Grafton, Vermont, I believe.
I thought you were saying Grifton.
No, Grifton.
I was like, why are you saying that weird all of a sudden? Why are you not talk right sudden?
To be fair, libertarians and bears are natural enemies.
To be fair, bears are socialists.
Everyone that's knows true. That.
Like bears are socialists, yeah.
Oh my
bears
God.
And liberals. Or bears and other bears.
These are
bears
all known
ruined
facts.
This Vermontian town.
I'm.
Oh my God.
I 100% referenced. Forgot to look up
the Apple.
No, wait, what?
The Apple podcast review.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. I'm trying to find it right now. I just forgot how to get there.
Is this us? We got a review?
We've had a few for quite a while, and one of them is really funny.
It's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
We just keep forgetting to...
make fun of
to
it?
To actually find it and make fun of it.
Oh, my God. I do want this. Oh, my God. Please find it soon. I need this.
Oh, yeah. No, so we're still 3.2 out of 5. It's my favorite.
How are we only 3.2?
Because we either get fives or ones.
We're almost catching up with your Rate My Professor rating. Yeah. we're just shitty.
We should be entirely trying to get only fives and ones. And so far we've got out of our 9 ratings,
we have
5 fives and 4 ones. So we are almost exactly perfect.
Then we're doing great.
We have no fours, no threes, and no twos. It's all fives and ones.
If we get a 3, I quit.
Yeah, no.
That means we're doing done. It right.
I can only see 2 of these, but can I read you this number 1 that I see?
Yeah, oh. I think it's the same one.
I want to hear it because I hope it's the same one.
I hope so too. This is from Mike J. Thank
it sure is, yeah.
Thank you. The title is More Leftist Garbage. And
oh, thank God. Bring on the bears.
Hey, look, we're covering the all sides of the spectrum now. Look at that. We're highlighting local libertarian efforts. But the review is 2 terrible people that cry racist at every turn. Typical and this is the kid, typical white women. And then it's parentheses, yes, both women in all capitals.
So this is when it was just Travis and I on the podcast.
It was. It was at the end of October. Now, Mo was not here yet.
That's
now, Travis,
hilarious.
Your voice, it doesn't seem particularly, I don't know how.
Well, see, are they talking about you and Pam Spanish?
No, there was only one episode in which Pam Spanish and I were on the same episode. And that, why would you?
Yeah, I think he's,
it doesn't
I think
make
he's
any
calling
sense.
Me a woman. I think that's what's happening here, which is hilarious.
I'm just
Which
so glad there's so many ways to interpret this.
Yeah.
It could be, but we do talk about how you're like a beta man and all that shit all the time. I mean,
yeah,
like,
I'm
like, I don't.
I'm a straight cuck.
Yeah.
But you know who the real beta is? It's Mike J. Mike J.
Mike J.
It's beta man.
I don't know. He seems pretty alpha to me, man. I'd probably bow to him.
Well, you should.
I'd probably show my tummy and yawn, you know?
This is some Mike behavior.
Give me belly rubs, Mike.
Mike, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out right now.
Show him your tum tums. Show him your little tum tums.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Soul Brother Mike. If Soul Brother Mike's listening, the local musician, give us a good rating. Give us a 5-star.
We got Mike J and we got Soul Brother Mike.
Yeah, Soul Brother Mike's a great local musician. Excellent dude. So
that's sweet.
Thanks for that, Mike.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
That makes me, I can't, the mics that fucking each review other. Is so, it's funny. So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's perfect.
There was another one on here too, but it's gone, apparently.
Apparently.
It was also a negative one, which is funny.
Would have been nice to see.
Listen, as a
fellow beta masochist, I love reading negative reviews. Give it all to me, you know. I want every single one of those. That's what I thrive off of. That's my motivation.
It actually kind of is my motivation.
Sorry, I'm just too busy picking the sand out of my vagina over here. Sorry about that. I'm gonna keep doing that.
This is the other thing, is that I was like, we're gonna make fun of this, but I'm trying really hard to like not equate whether or not you're a woman with like your genitalia or the sound of your voice. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, I'm like, but you're clearly not a woman. Like, you're clearly not
the most cis of men out there.
100%. Oh God, yeah.
It's painful to be around. Like you exude ignorance and you exude know-it-allness.
Oh my God, really?
And all you want to teach all of us stupid little women.
Okay.
No, I'm totally kidding. You're not like that at all.
No, you're tugging at insecurities now.
You're not Mike.
For those who don't know me, I am the most bog standard white dude of all time, and I am proud of it.
You really are a white guy with a podcast and a beard.
Yep.
You drink craft beer.
I drink IPAs.
It's everything I
have. I have a leather jacket. I play acoustic guitar. Right.
You really get excited when you see the steam whistle van drive by.
You're fucking right. I do, bud.
It is a dope van.
Yo, do you want a steam whistle Skine?
Yes, I have a steam whistle Stein.
Okay. A Stein. Oh, my bad. Yeah, see, I use it to keep change in, and I just found it somewhere, and I was like, I could use this to keep change.
Yeah. It's a good thing to do with it.
Wait, were you, like, out specifically shopping for an item to keep your change in?
No, not at all. We were just cleaning out the cupboard at work, and I was like, can I use this for my change? And the guy was like, yeah, sure.
I like that.
Okay, while we're on the subject of your work, did you listen to last week's episode?
No, I haven't. Oh, God.
Hey, because I don't know you that well, and Travis won't tell me because he's just, you know, wants me to figure it out for myself. What do you do for a living?
I work at Carleton University. I work for the Graduate Students Association there.
I did know that.
Just going to dox myself on air. Oh, yeah,
I did know that.
Windsor job. Oh, crap.
I was joking about the fact that it's gotten to the point where I'm afraid to ask what you do.
That's
but,
so funny.
Because I actually had no idea.
I sounded
but
convincing.
I did know that. I did know that, though.
Yeah.
You have to bleep out his job.
Yeah. Do you want us to bleep out your job?
No, it's all good.
Okay. Because that's what the other reason why we didn't. Because I was like, I know what he used to do. And I didn't say that because, you know.
What did I used to do?
Well, you've like worked for all sorts of different public research shit, like groups.
I'm
like
still part time there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then like you worked for CUPE, didn't you?
No, I'm on their board. I'm trying to.
You're on their board.
I would like to one day, but yeah. I like being an elected rep. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You guys have like these jobs that are so.
What do you mean,
well,
you guys? I don't have anything.
Well, no, I mean, okay.
This is my job.
let me put in air quotes here. You guys have these careers that like. They all sound from like an outside perspective. They all sound really promising and like you have your shit together, but I know you.
Yes.
Well, Mo has his shit together.
No,
Mo,
no,
you
I,
seem
I
to
fake it till I make it. That's the whole.
I worked thing. For a mushroom factory.
That sounds
yeah, but
amazing.
You were like a food safety inspector and shit.
Yeah, I also was a fucking wood bitch at a cabinet place.
These are real jobs. These are real more real jobs than I've had in a long time.
That's true.
Being a professor is not a real fucking job.
Listen,
sorry.
We're all going to be working for Patreon soon. Just wait.
Yeah. Speaking of Patreon and professors, we have two new patrons. One of them is a professor.
Really?
Oh my God, who? Can we say?
Vincent Manzarol. I'm going to shout him out at the beginning, so I may take this part out. But Dr. Vincent Manzarol in the communications department at the University of Windsor.
That's a good department.
Fucking
from what I've
stellar
heard.
Dude. And also the bassist in local band Cellos. Amazing. Which is a great fucking band.
Oh, I fucking know that guy.
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah.
He's cool shit.
That guy is cool shit.
And also Jennifer Nichols, who off the top of my head, I do not know.
Hey, what's up?
But those are our new patrons.
I like Nichols.
So we have to really get on the shit. We have to really get on the whole patron.
Hold on. Did you just say I like Nichols?
Yes. Travis, you have to come over to my house and we're making soap.
Yep. Like, okay, fine.
Seriously, like this week.
See, like if it weren't for pandemic time, you could invite Mo too and we could all do it.
Mo, can we FaceTime you while we make soap?
Yes. It'll be bonus content.
Man, we should actually just do a video and release it as Patreon content because I know it's going to be hilarious because you're going to for sure hurt yourself or you won't even go anywhere
really
close.
Really looking forward to this.
Have you ever had a lie burn? It's great.
No, I haven't. And I hate pain.
It's not so that bad. Actually, yeah. We're two different people. That's the only way that we're different.
Says the person who's covered in tattoos.
Yeah, that I kind of like pain and you hate pain.
Oh my God, I hate it so much.
That's literally the only difference other than I have one less ball than you.
Holy shit. You really need ragged on me. This is Travis today.
This is not new information.
I'm really sorry. Listeners. I cannot stop.
Hey, according to Mike J, that's maybe a qualifying...
Oh, apparently. Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe he doesn't think people with one balls are men.
Mike K. Work on your gender.
This podcast right now is just...
I'm really fucking you up.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm sorry.
Hey, fine.
This was supposed to boost Travis's ego, not the other way around.
Hey, man.
Turns out my masculinity is just as fragile as my as every other cis man in the world.
This is laying down, Ev. You get what you get.
Okay, in the interest of moving on to a thing that might be of interest to listeners. so this I filed this away in stories that I meant to talk about, mm-hmm. but we never got to. Did y'all see the Bonjour Ho controversy?
No.
No, neither of you did?
I just had the internet.
I'm so happy with this. Okay, let me indulge you.
Ooh, I love it when you find new things.
Well, this was only a couple weeks ago, December 13th. So HuffingtonPost.ca, they weren't the ones to break it or anything. This was a big story. So Bonjour Ho might not be the great greeting the Bloc Québécois thinks it is. Bonjour Hi is considered controversial, so they opted for Bonjour Ho instead. In Quebec, it's considered controversial to greet people by saying Bonjour Hi. Because many politicians believe that using the English word, even after the French one, is too much of a concession to Anglophones. Fuck Quebec.
What does that even mean?
Can I just say fuck Quebec?
Yeah, fuck Quebec.
So the Bloc Québécois found a completely clear and uncontroversial holiday alternative, Bonjour Ho. on new posters the party released in Montreal over the weekend, Santa, wearing a BQ blue suit rather than his traditional red, holds up his hands in celebration under the slogan, Bonjour Ho.
Bonjour Ho.
Underneath, the text reads, in 2021, we wish for a French Montreal.
Hashtag Provo.
Again, fuck the Bloc.
Fuck
the Bloc so hard.
Fuck the Bloc and their stupid
white supremacist assholes.
Fuck them.
Anyway, I know they're supposedly lefty, but let's just fucking disavow ourselves of that shit.
Yeah, we don't want them. don't want them.
They can fuck off.
We want to go to Quebec for the roller derby and the bagels.
Yes. Well, and Montreal is pretty dope, just in general.
This is right. True.
Actually, I just meant Montreal.
Yeah.
I want to go to Montreal.
And Quebec City, I've never been there. Actually, no, I have been there.
I went there as a kid. I impressively ordered things off of a menu. My family thought that I was being impressive and knew the language. I was just guessing. And it just worked out well.
It's because you knew what pamplemousse meant. Yeah.
Le fromage est dans la salle de bain.
So there, this poster of which I can't find the poster of the Bloc Québécois Santa under a sign that says "Bonjour Ho." It was just like
that's the episode
fucking
image.
Incredible, yeah.
I just googled the Santa in question, and it's so funny because the Santa just looks so cheerful. This looks so
proudly. Bonjour Ho is. Oh my God, it's so good.
And the internet, of course, did what the internet does. And there was like a bunch of sex workers being like, finally, the government of Quebec is recognizing me.
Yes, sex worker solidarity.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Dumbasses. It's
so fucking funny. Bonjour Ho. The joy we needed this Christmas.
I was the BQ and I was saying, we want a French-only Montreal, which... not same, but sure. I would love the an Arabic only Montreal.
Yeah, that would make their fucking heads explode.
Yeah, they'd be like, that's not okay.
We're going to start a new city in Quebec, and it's I'm going to do what those libertarians did, but in a city in Quebec, and we're going to name it after some Pakistani town. It's going to be great. It's like Islamabad or something. Or Islam. Can we call it Ville de Islam? That'd be funny.
Anyway. Ville de Islam. That's awesome.
Or if it's an island, we'll say L'Île du Islam. It'll be great.
That's oh my God. I can't wait to call my mom and be like, bonjour, ho.
I'm just greeting you. I'm just greeting you the way the Quebec government would like me to.
You told me to say.
Yeah, well, I guess they're not the Quebec government.
Yeah,
but still.
Anyway, yeah, but like, why wouldn't they just put bonjour? If I was a French supremacist, or like just like a French whatever sovereigntist or Quebec sovereigntist, why would you just say bonjour? Why go the extra length of being like, it's like that? It's like some weird sort of inclusivity, but not inclusivity.
Yeah,
because if including the English word is controversial in the first place, just take the English word away.
Well, bonjour, hi is just what people in Montreal say to each other. Like, it's a thing, you know, like it's
fucking
which is an acknowledgement that it's a bilingual city.
Yeah, I've heard more of hello, like allo bonjour. I've heard more of that.
Yeah, bonjour, that one too. Yeah,
that's the one that I'm used to. But this bonjour, hi.
Bonjour, hi is like a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're already saying like you're already taking away the importance of including like of the inclusivity. So like instead of just spending the time and resources to change it and like it doesn't make any sense because you're already saying like we don't give a shit about the English part of it.
Yeah. So just everybody already knows. Like,
just let it die. Yeah. We all know what's happening here. We don't need Blue Santa. We do need the pro sex word thing.
They should have they should have been inclusive of all languages except for English. So you could have done bonjour, assalamu alaikum. Like, I think that would have appealed a lot more to their base. I think that would have made them, they would have scored a lot of points. It would have been so. BQ next Christmas, bonjour, assalamu alaikum. Think about it.
I'm absolutely terrified to see the Santa that they come up with for that.
Oh my God, please Google
it. It's just like an animated child Santa with, you know, it's funny. They will definitely be the image that we use.
Fucking yay.
Bonjour, ho.
Bonjour, ho.
I saw one tweet where it was like, thank you for greeting people the way I've been greeting people for years. And I was like, yeah.
That's awesome.
So there's another thing I just posted in the chat on Facebook, which is moved on to the next thing, which we've sort of talked about doing Windsor Star comments on this show, like having a segment. if either of you find really good Windsor Star comments, just save them, screenshot them, and we'll talk about them because there's so many good ones.
It's a treasure trove.
And I was trying to find some good ones like hurriedly before Ev showed up and found only really one that is sort of funny, but yeah, it's in the Facebook chat there.
Nice.
But basically it's a Winchester article that says from child marriage to revenge porn, 10 setbacks for women in 2020.
What?
Right. This is the Winchester article. Right. So fair enough. You know, I don't know what the article says. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
Neither did many of the commenters, turns out.
Yeah. Kel Surprise.
Brad Jones. So we're starting in hot. Brad Jones.
Brad Jones.
Brad Jones says that tends to happen when skilled trades are more valuable than non-essential arts degrees.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
What does that even mean in relation? What?
I have no fucking idea.
What the fuck does that even mean?
The only explanation I can come up with is, okay, there's two. The first one is that he commented on the wrong article, which is possible, I suppose. And the second one is like, maybe because they talk about like, you know, child sex trafficking and sex trafficking in general. Maybe he's trying to say that the women should have gotten to the skilled trades instead of getting non-essential arts degrees. I'm not sure.
As a woman in skilled trades, I can tell you that it's probably the second one because the amount of fucking Brad Joneses that crawl out of the woodwork to come and tell you how big of a deal it is that they know, the type of skill saw that you're using isn't the greatest, and if you want to really think about the kerf in the wood that you're using, you're gonna have to like subtract that from your material. Like, listen, Brad Jones, why don't you fucking go over there and fucking take your little fucking shitty ass whatever Ryobi piece of shit that you're using. Fucking take your Mastercraft bullshit. Get the fuck out
not
of my face.
Not a Makita, not a Portsmouth, a god, the Ryobi. Jeez.
I don't know. That's actually not a bad one, but it's still, Brad Jones.
Get your fucking Mastercraft out of here, Brad.
Get your fucking Mastercraft out of here.
Go
get it out of here.
Crappy tire.
Put your head through that fucking wall.
See, I that's the only one that I really found that was worth mentioning, and I just have no idea. I sat and stared at it for like a good 10 minutes. Could not figure out what the fuck he meant by that. And the thing is, four people liked it and no one replied to him. So nobody else knows.
They just, some other fucking like Chuck David read it and was like, hey, he's talking about skilled trades and this article has something to do with women.
Also,
the Windsor Star comment from a few years ago, I can give you. So when that stuff that we referenced a couple episodes ago at the University of Windsor happened, I think they released stills of the shoes of the person who had did it, because that's all they caught on camera. And there was some commenter who was like, those shoes look Middle Eastern. Only a Middle Easterner would wear those shoes.
What the fuck do Middle Eastern shoes look like?
This is a blurry, very blurry, black and white still. From like
he's wearing sandals.
Feet.
Motherfucker's been in a desert recently. Get him.
Shoes. Only Middle Easterners wear shoes.
Oh my fucking god, that's amazing.
Nobody else would wear shoes except Middle Easterners, which is...
Those shoes definitely look Middle Eastern.
It's also super backwards, because we don't wear that much shoes all the time. We're not really into
that.
It's
so fucking weird.
Well, what kind of shoes do you have, Mo?
I have a pair of loafers.
Knew it. That's so Middle Eastern.
Typical Middle Eastern.
Yep. Classic. What were you doing? Were you near the university?
Yeah. Next time I see some loafers around a scene,
I'm gonna beat the
crime
fucking...
scene. Well, bud, dude, coming to get you.
It's done. It's over for you, man.
Oh no, my whole
been wearing those
has been
shoes.
Unraveled by my loafers.
My telltale loafers.
This is officially the most insane episode since the one where you, me, and Pam Spanish were on it, where we just talked about random shit for an hour,
yeah,
and nobody listened to it.
No. It's okay.
It's fine.
Okay, so you were talking about comment sections, which always, like, eventually leads to us also talking about the local rant and rave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Facebook,
you got a good
pages.
One?
This one's not, like, as good as the ones that I've seen before, like, where people are, like, calling out
the
strangers.
Burger, the Burger King, they only gave me two cream and my coffee.
Who the fuck goes to Burger King for
coffee? I'm never going back.
Can I be a part of them?
The
Burger, oh my god,
the
you
Burger
have to join
King
them.
In LaSalle. Yeah, no, that's fucking...
So this one is from Chatham Rant and Rave. This is,
oh great,
you know, Chatham Rant and Rave. It's either a dumpster, well, it's always a dumpster fire, but sometimes you can get just fucking gold out of it. So this one is, a person complaining about Canada Post during Christmas, which is
good.
My favorite.
Yeah, gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those postal workers, they have it so easy. Anyway, so yeah. I don't even...
Some government jobs.
I can't even begin to verbalize how many exclamation points there are in this post, so I'm not going to try. Just assume that any time I finish a sentence, there's about 4 to 12 exclamation points, okay? Just be, it's very liberal with the use of the exclamation points. Okay. So Lisa says, never again.
Oh, fuck. Lisa's pissed.
Oh, she's pissed. Never again will I use Canada Post.
Oh, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Sent packages out west December 7th. Just found out they will not be delivered until December 29th.
Oh my fucking god.
Fucking angry emoji.
Let's just go burn down the Governor General's mansion.
Absolutely. She continues, I was told they would be delivered in 5 to 10 days from shipping date.
Oh, fuck.
Unbelievable.
You gotta feel for Lisa.
I do. I feel for Lisa. If this is the case, you should have cut shipping dates off November 15th. Because you know the world would be okay with that.
I have canceled all accounts with them and will never find myself in this position again.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I gotta give it to her. She's handling the problem. She's solving the problem.
Yeah.
But
is she gonna go do Pure later or take twice as long?
Yeah.
Is that and cost you more money?
It's like you've solved the problem for yourself. You were the problem, and now you've removed yourself from Canada Post's day-to-day operations.
Yeah.
So hey, good for you.
You've actually helped.
Yeah. So, like, congrats on that, Lisa, you fucking twat. If you shipped packages out to loved ones this year, I would be interested in knowing what carrier you used and turnaround times. Here's my favorite part. Merry freaking Christmas.
Merry.
She's just so mad. She's so mad.
And there's just no fucking recognition that, like, I mean, we're expecting this person to have any kind of knowledge about how things work in the world, which I think is probably expecting too much, but
this is the type of post that gets 219 comments.
Oh god damn it, Chatham. And
yeah Chatham is like East LaSalle.
You're better than this, Chatham.
Yeah,
you're better than this.
Are they though? Yeah, they are. Chatham needs to organize in the worst way. But see, here's like, you get things like, there was just this big drama recently in Chatham where the local animal rescue had taken a dog because it looked like a pit bull or something. I don't fucking know. Some, you know, breed specific legislation, which I think is bullshit, but also this is all people have been talking about.
Yeah. Oh, you're not the first person to bring this up to me.
Yeah. And so PAWR, who is like the rescue in Chatham, was enforcing the law that they're doing or that they have to do or something. I don't fucking know. It breaks my heart that someone lost their dog, but also you can't go on the Facebook right now without seeing
the fucking dog.
And he looks so sad.
Yeah.
He's a little football head.
Yeah.
A little muscle baby. He's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck you, Lisa. Canada Post rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, really do.
Yeah, when I get a job at Canada Post next month, which is not a zero chance possibility, I'm trying.
All right.
Yeah, I want to be a fucking mail carrier. I'm done with academia.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be a mail carrier. I'm going to do it. I almost was years ago. I actually applied and got through most of the process years ago.
Well,
and
you know, you better get your shit together if you're going to be a mail carrier.
You've now flipped over. You're on your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the lecturing. I'm lecturing you now. You have tummy ebb.
Yep. Yeah, no, my plan is, and if you're listening, Canada Post, my plan is to get a job working for you and do that for a little while and then spin it into a job with the union and then crush you.
Amazing.
Sweet. Nice.
If you're listening, Cup W, that's where my loyalties lie.
Cup W posties forever.
I'm so in support of this.
Cup W forever, man. Cup W is the best. Radical. Radical as fuck.
I don't know. So, I've always been kind of more of like a PSAC person myself.
There's a callback. we got to get t-shirts. We got to get t-shirts and say, it's PSAC. It's pronounced PSAC.
Oh my God.
Are you writing these down? Because, oh my God.
We have to make those.
Yeah. Okay. So here's another thing that I want to start doing in the new year. I want to start regularly perusing the headlines at the Financial Post, which is the rich person's version of the National Post, is the rich person's version of the Globe and Mail, which is the rich person's version of the Toronto Star, which is the rich person's version of et cetera.
Your bud?
Yeah.
It's for all of the awesome life advice.
Oh my God.
It's so great.
Yeah, no, Noam Chomsky was always fond of saying that if you want to really figure out what's going on in the world, read the business section.
Yeah.
Because they don't lie to you.
Yeah.
Because you're not their audience.
Exactly.
there's some good ones. Sure. After a stellar year, natural gas producers eye repeat performance in 2021.
Oh, amazing.
Cool. Glad the natural gas industry is doing well.
Hey. I'm really happy for them.
Canadians haven't felt this good about the housing market in 3 years.
Oh, really? Because that's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, renters, nah, fuck them. But, you know, Canadians in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're loving this shit.
Yeah.
They love paying really well. $500,000 for a fucking split-level bungalow in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, they're feeling good about it.
Yeah. Burning questions. What do you think in 2020, at the end of 2020, what do you think some burning questions might be? Because like people have some, right? Like important questions.
Why won't it end? Why won't I die?
Why are my lungs burning?
Yeah. You know, like, what am I going to do? My life is over. You know, these sorts of things. Like,
Why have you been paying us less than CERB the whole time?
Right. Do I jump off the Ambassador Bridge or just go straight into the river? What do I do?
Will Bernie Sanders ever not get screwed over? Like, is anybody...
Cinder block or bag of concrete to my ankle when I fucking jump into the river? Do I light myself on fire? Do I freeze myself to death?
Yeah. What do you wash down? What do you wash down the bottle of pills with?
Exactly.
You know, bourbon or
where do babies come
from? Or a bottle
from?
Of wine? You know.
What is that? Not a. Oh, so anyway, what did they say?
Will we be able to return to the skies anytime soon?
What?
I have been wondering that.
That's I've been wondering. Top priority.
So what they're saying is jump off a building.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they are telling rich people to do. Hey, I'm all for it.
Hard thing.
So the other thing is, you can fly anywhere you want right now.
Yep, you can.
If you have money, you can go. The pandemic does not apply to you. You can fly to wherever.
Yep.
Right now, you can go to Toronto and you can get on a plane and fly anywhere in the U.S.
Yep.
Fly to most places in Europe, I think, with the exception of U.K.
Yep.
Most places you can get on a plane and fly.
Sure can.
So what is this?
I don't understand. Maybe they're talking about actually, like, maybe, okay, so maybe they're talking in more of, like, an evolutionary sense, or, like, maybe we will, because we fuck shit up on Earth so bad, maybe we will just evolve to have wings so that we can leave this fucking shithole fiery planet and return to the skies.
When will we mutate and have wings? That's what the Financial Post is wondering about.
I mean, that is a burning... Is that not a burning question?
I think it is.
We're all made of star stuff. When do we get to go fucking back?
When will the Earth
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
That's what Carl Sagan was really getting at.
There we go.
I literally fell asleep to Cosmos last night, and that's the reason that I'm bringing all this shit up.
So another burning question. They have more. Do you want to know another burning question?
I do.
Will Canada's most oil-dependent provinces bounce back next year?
I fucking hope not.
So Alberta and Newfoundland and Labrador are the two they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce back, as in, will their people do well? Will their people be feather-bedded out of a disastrous situation and be given the resources to thrive in new sectors, possibly environmentally friendly ones? Is that what they're asking?
Will things be just as good for their people as they were before? Things were not good before. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, the Financial Post is entertaining. I'm not going to read any of these. David Kaufman says cybersecurity will be the hot sector in 2021.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't know what that means, but...
Good to know. So for when we, like, go and try to hack and overthrow the government...
Oh, here's a good one. You want to hear this one?
Yeah. Always.
Why ineligible CERB recipients may want to return the funds pronto, and more taxing thoughts to end the year.
What the fuck? Oh my God!
Yes, that is a burning question for a lot of
you
Canadians.
Know what?
It's like, that made me yell into a pillow.
I'm going to read this one.
I might get put in jail if I don't return my CERB. What do I do? Definitely a question I'm sure many people are asking.
I hate this.
Well, so here's the thing. Apparently, if you wait to return the CERB in 2021, you will need to pay tax on the full amount you received in 2020 on top of
You know what? If I knew this was back. A thing, if I knew that the only thing that was that would have, well, no. I
wait
don't
a minute.
Know.
Why you have to pay tax on the amount that you
I want to just point out for a second that like we didn't really talk about this a lot in the podcast, but this whole CERB people having to return the CERB thing, we're talking about people who made under $5,000
exactly.
in 2019
yeah.
that have to pay it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're literally talking about the poorest fucking people
yeah.
in the country that have the audacity. And a friend of mine who's on who was on permanent disability, but then that kind of fell through and went on CERB. He's going to have to pay it back. He's homeless. and he's getting shit in the mail at the Sally, being like, you have to pay back your CERB payments. He's fucking homeless
at the fucking Sally Ann. You're getting mail from the government saying you owe us money.
Imagine being the dickhead who is sending that to the Salvation fucking Army.
Oh my god.
And being like, oh yeah, this will get him. Like, I just can't. It's just so fucking stupid.
Just keep tacking it on. Just keep like turning it into like to the point where you're criminalizing people because they can't afford to live because of a fucking pandemic.
Well,
you just
here's a frustrating thing that I'm going to bring up. So when the CERB was first announced, I do know like people who were posting on like Reddit and shit being like, go get the CERB even if you don't qualify, because what's going to happen? And then you. Like, you could just use that money if you're already making money, go use that and do stuff with it. And so, like, there's probably a bunch of people who didn't qualify for the CERB, used it to make a bunch of money off of, like, stocks or some other garbage, and can easily pay it back and are just like, whatever, I made my money. Because if you have money, you can do whatever you want. But why are you going to go after, like, there should be some amnesty thing that somebody should be pushing right now, being like, blanket amnesty for literally everyone. Like, how are you going to come after people? Like, not literally everyone, because those rich people should actually pay it back. But I mean, like, the people who actually can't, who couldn't afford to live. Like, how are you going to make those people pay it back?
Not only that, but they really shit the bed on the information and clarity of communication during this entire thing. 100%. It was a gong show. Like, they completely fucked it up, and. So you're expecting people who are already in a state of distress because of a global pandemic and not, you know, in most cases, the people that were relying on CERB to survive were already having a hard enough time anyway.
Of course.
You're going to rely, like, yeah, exactly. So then you're giving them mixed information constantly about whether or not they should apply or not apply or apply for this type of CERB or apply for their EI or, you know what I mean?
Here's a really messed
trying
up.
Trying to navigate the fucking Government Canada website, which has been a shit show for the last year.
I can't even get into my CRA account. It's fucking locked and no one's been able to tell me why.
Yeah, hard same.
But there's a, like it's a like, reason
what
for
what the fuck
why?
Is going on over there?
What's the reason, Mo?
The reason for why they kept on like slightly changing the rules was because so many people were applying because everybody was struggling during the pandemic. So you had, they were like, we're going through it too quickly. We're spending too much. It's like, what kind of government are you that you mess up this bad? Which is like, the program idea was great. The idea of giving people $2,000, it should have been more, but it's like the idea of giving people money to stay home so that you can stop the spread of a lethal pandemic it was good because it's actually based on like, good programs that nobody is willing or has the fucking like ideology to introduce. It's based on good crap, but the implementation is garbage.
It's
what we do always. It's what Canada does then, always. It's like, what neoliberals do always.
Yeah, and then people on EI and disability who have never come close to sniffing $2,000 a month that are just left in that situation.
That was, like, my big criticism. That was my big criticism for people on OW and ODSP, like on Ontario Works and on disability who have been getting nowhere near that.
That's like, it's like max $1,200, right?
Yeah,
or something, or max $1,145.
My brother was getting like $1,000 a month for his disability. So he could afford to live in a place that was $450 a month.
Actually, we're going to have someone on in the new year who has been living on disability for years who's going to talk about navigating that bullshit system.
Yeah, my mom has been living on disability for a very long time, and she literally had to live in a trailer. And, if she was not able to fix up that trailer due, like, from the help from friends and family and her own saving money that she really couldn't afford to save and sell the trailer, she would have been fucked for the rest of her life.
It's eugenics. I said it like last week. I mentioned that the government's response to COVID was genocide, and like only got positive feedback on that one so far, but I kind of worried that I was going to get a little bit of flack for that one, but
eugenics is
it's eugenics, right? Like it's literally just like, oh, these are people that we have actually determined are not able to work for whatever reason.
Yep.
And we're going to literally purposely immiserate them in the worst possible conditions imaginable.
I could go on about like with the situation with my brother. Like this is a person that needed help from the government, and the government basically decided that it was cheaper for them to pay for a casket than to pay for him to live because he would never be a profitable person.
Yep.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yep. And then you have, well, one of the other problems is like people don't have time to pay attention to all the details. So they hear a speech from Justin Trudeau and everybody's tweeting about, oh, we're going to give everybody $2,000. Here you go. Very simple, easy. If you make less than this, here you go. And then people buy into that and then they get screwed later. And it's like, just stop lying and just like you're bad at creating popular programs. You just want to be liked by everybody because that's all politicians are these days. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous how much of a fail blog like imperialist core governments are. It's it's unbelievably embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely.
This was supposed to be a happy episode, you guys.
You were so close, but you got us all riled up about Sir.
Well, because it's hard to fucking read this shit. And you try to read it. You try to read it in a jokey way, and you're like, "Fucking Financial Post, let's burn it down."
I know. Like we can't just like joke about how out of touch they are without being like, "Let's change it immediately. Let's get our fucking boots on, guys."
Do you want to hear? I got two more.
Oh yeah. My God.
This is just for. This is literally just from going to today's front page of the Financial Post. This is not.
I just want to point like, out, before we go to the other two, this is so embarrassing. This is so frustrating and anger inducing. But like, oh my God, this is terrible. But two more. Two more. Okay. But before that, do you know how many government programs they created that benefit freaking only people who already are benefiting? There's I don't remember if I mentioned this. This is a small one, but it's like there's a $400 tax credit for so people can buy work at home stuff. Like go buy yourself a desk, go buy yourself a chair. Cool. But it's for corporations. It's for corporations to spend on their employees. So their employees can't buy stuff and be like, okay, I'm going to take a tax credit. But also, just put that into CERB. Give that to the people who actually need it.
Yeah.
Even employees who are getting screwed by their employers who are saying it's not worth it for them to set up their employees to safely work from home and instead forcing them to come into the office.
Which we know.
Yeah, exactly.
People who are not in essential businesses
who are
being forced to fucking go to work because their bosses don't want to like figure out how to get a phone line into the fucking apartment
and
that person lives in.
They have the funding. They can have $400 to set it up. They don't see the benefit of setting it up at home. So it's not even up to her, like our friend who's doing that, who's having to go into the office. It's not even... She can't even get the money to set it up herself and say to her employer, look, I've already done everything.
Credit. Just give them the money up front.
From the Financial Post, we've just hit on both of these headlines.
Oh, okay.
So one of them, Apple hits record high, cementing lead as big tech's best performing stock.
Oh, my God.
So that's big tech's best performing stuff. I'm actually surprised not the Zoom.
Why can't I fucking afford the headphones for my iPhone?
Zoom increased a ton, but Apple's still the top because they have such a high whatever.
Yeah. Because people fucking buy into the lie that Apple actually means something.
And Tesla. Don't forget Tesla. I mean,
they save a lot of money on wages too.
Yeah,
so.
Stop funding these loser billionaires and support your friends. Jeez.
Just to be fair, I did support my friend by buying her old iPhone.
Well,
there's no ethical consumption, Mo.
My ethics have been thrown out the window. I might as well become a libertarian now and abolish the local government to welcome our bear and possum overlords.
Here comes the bears. Yep.
If there were bears close enough, maybe cougars. There's a rumor that there's a cougar in LaSalle. Maybe they'll come out.
Oh, and Jesus. Well, I'm never going
to LaSalle. More than one.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been rumors about cougars in the cell forever, and I'm not sure how much I believe them.
Okay,
but
is this a joke? Feel like is this, like, a funny joke about cougars, or is it cougars?
No, this is real. I mean,
there's
that kind
cougars
of cougar, too. Yeah, but no, there's been rumors for years that there's an actual, like, big cat cougar in, like, mountain lion.
I feel like every small town has that, though, because
there's literally, like, articles about it and shit.
Yeah, no.
Like, in the Windsor Star.
There was the same thing in Chatham and Blenheim and that whole area. I mean, we did have Greenview aviaries that totally actually had cougars, but they were in cages.
So. Well, that's the thing. If one of those happened to get out and they didn't want a public relations scandal, they'd be like, it'll be fine.
Sounds about right.
Could have been.
It'll sort itself
There's
out.
There's a lot of fucking rich ass people in the cell. You think none of those motherfuckers have exotic pets? Like, I'm just saying. That's more likely what happened.
They probably do have like big kitties.
You just take a drive around the cell next time you're fucking... God damn those houses,
I try not to.
Yeah,
fuck
never in a million years.
Oh, God, fuck LaSalle. We have a running thing on this podcast that LaSalle's the fucking armpit of the universe, and it should just be fired into the sun. It's I'd like to keep that up.
Butthole of the ninth level of hell.
And if we're, if you're from LaSalle, yes, we mean you.
Fuck you too.
That was an aggressive term. But go subscribe on the Patreon.
We know people who listen to LaSalle. They'll be fine with that.
Yes, yeah,
they listen from LaSalle. Showdown 2021, how to play both sides of the tug of war between stay at home and reopening stocks.
Oh my God.
Because I've been struggling with that. I've been struggling with how mm-hmm. to figure that out.
The subheadline for that one, where is it? Is important to remember that, at least for now, COVID-19 is still calling the shots.
Just for, seriously? Is that the another burning question or
is no? That... This is under another category called Showdown 2021, which I'm not sure where that one.
Yeah, listen, it's not that hard. Just get on TikTok and listen to the 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
that's what I do with my non-existent stock portfolio.
I just stock portfolio.
Just subscribe and say one day.
Man, what a shit show. So, okay, so next episode, we should talk about grifts.
Yeah, oh, well, I mean, wait, like, I feel like...
Grifts or bits?
Neither.
Neither. Grifts.
Grifts, oh yeah.
As in shady dealings. What's another word for grifts? Scams.
Odd jobs. Cons.
Odd jobs, yeah.
Odd jobs.
Yeah, scams. Yeah. Like hoodwinks. Good old-fashioned hoodwinks.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hoodwinks.
Yeah. Ne'er-do-wells perform them.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Ne'er-do-wells performing all those hoodwinks all the time.
Yeah, I respect a good grift. You got to respect the grift.
You do. You got to respect a good grift. It's
Do you have one offhand? You want to shout out a grift? Well, that either you or someone you know has...
I believe it was your mother who had a great grift.
Oh, my mom had the best grift.
The Sears grift?
The Sears grift.
Yeah.
Have I talked about that on the podcast before?
No.
I don't know.
I might have in the Pam Spanish days. Okay. I don't remember, but I'll say it again.
Sure.
So, my mom was an evil genius.
Yes.
And she was type 1 diabetic. And at that time in the mid 80s, I don't know if this is still the case or not, but people who were type 1 diabetic had scheduled C-sections that were often scheduled like 6 months in advance of the birth, right? And, you know, barring anything going wrong, that's the day your kid's going to be born, right? Sears used to have a competition in Canada where you could, if you guessed the date of your baby's birth to the day, you got free baby supplies for a year. So, like,
in hindsight, so they really fucked that up.
Yeah. So you know where this is going, but like diapers, baby wipes, like daily sort of use shit.
Yeah.
Plus some other bigger stuff too.
Yeah.
So my mom, 3 months into the pregnancy, got October 17th was the day of her C-section. That's the day that I was going to be born, barring anything crazy happening. And so she went into Sears and she entered the contest to put down October 17th and won. And then like a month after this happened, they changed the rules. So you had to show proof that you weren't getting a C-section in order to enter the contest, which I'm pretty sure was entirely because of my mom.
I love all of the green lights that had to pass through until like they didn't realize that they had fucked up until your mom was like, oh, no, idiots. Like,
yeah, I knew this 6 months ago. I'm going to get free baby shit for a year.
The grift is one of my favorite ways of life. And as you know, this is how I survive. Grifting is my bread and butter.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a classic grifter.
I am. Yeah. I do.
Classic hoodwinker.
Yeah, I'm shifty. Yeah. I can be shifty. You know, it's funny because I'm like a terrible liar to other human beings, but to corporations, I give zero fucks. This is my mega grift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know if it's partially falling backwards into luck or no, because I definitely had some intent behind this. Okay, so I once got a job at a nameless company.
Mm-hmm. Like literally the nameless company.
Yeah, the nameless company.
Yeah.
We, instead of making names.
They're at the racism factory, right? They own the racism factory.
Yeah. We basically, all we did was create slurs all day. And I basically convinced them. No, I'm kidding. I got a job at a company. Yeah. There's a lot you don't know about me, Mo.
I'm a rebel, a loner. Anyway, sorry. I was working at a company just doing like product development and things like that for like stormwater management stuff. Either way.
You've had so many fucking professional sounding jobs.
I know. It's because I get myself into these positions because I go into an office with confidence and a bullshit resume and a bunch of fake references. And I say, you should hire me. And I can, you know, if I do like a couple hours of Google searching before, I'm good. Man. I'm like, I'm a pro.
I'm going to have to try this shit. 2021 goals.
Dude.
I'm going to get a job that I'm woefully underqualified for.
Yeah.
I will help you. And you will get that job. So anyway, I'm working at this company. And then I have a customer that works at a much larger multinational company. And I talk to him on the phone all the time because I'm helping him design the products that his company wants to sell. Mm-hmm. Eventually, he says, hey, Ev, you're like really good at this. We're actually looking for an engineer. Would you like to join our company? And I was like, you didn't ask me if I'm an engineer, but I do want to join your company. So I said, absolutely. I said, let me think about it. I'm about to get a promotion, so I kind of want to wait and see. I wasn't getting a promotion. I was already the general manager. So I then go home. I do my, you know, talking about it and thinking about how I'm going to make this work. And then a couple days later, I give him a call back. I say, hey, you know what? I've thought about it. I have a couple stipulations, but I think I'd be interested in this opportunity. And he says, okay, what do you need? I said, well, I definitely need a vehicle if you're going to want me to, you know, be managing this. And then I said, I need to know more about the position that you want to hire me for, because I don't want to just settle for, like, I'm at a point in my life, which is all of this is bullshit. I am there. I am amazing. Fucking like by the skin of my teeth. Am I surviving right now? And so I'm saying to Mr. Bossman, listen, I'm really at a position in my life where I'm pretty comfortable with my career. And what I would really like to do is just work and enjoy the work. I don't want to work for the paycheck right now. I really want to enjoy the work. So I need you to give me as much detail about the position as you can. And he says, I want you to be the water quality manager for Canada. And I said,
Jesus fucking Christ.
And I said,
did you kill people, Ev?
Oh, no. To be fair.
Was Walkerton your fault?
No. To be fair, this is not like I'm working for the government managing your drinking water supply. It is that I'm making bullshit products, and that's a nice little fancy name that they gave it. It's just that they wanted me to run the department that they just made up for me for all of Canada for some fucking shit products that I'm just... I don't want to say too much, but it's not important.
Ev did Walkerton. You were grifting more, check. Or your boss was grifting more.
Oh, they're the OG grift. I mean,
capitalism is the biggest grift of them all.
It's the OG grift. That's right. But you got to fucking, you know, when in Rome. So basically, I said, yes, okay, I'm interested in this position. And he said, is it okay if we start you at 60,000? And I was like,
that's low for the water quality manager for all of Canada.
Yeah, but that's a position. That's exactly right. This is a high stress position. It's very a lot of responsibility. Doing what? 60, I don't know.
60,000, my ass.
They just made it up. They wanted me to come and work for the company. They didn't have a position for me, so they just made one up. They literally had me write my own job description, that's which, amazing. For the record, me being my grifty self is the third time in my life that I have written my own job description. Anyway, oh so I get this God. Job. I get my, I had him bump it up to 65. I got my new car. I got two laptops, got a bunch of phones, and I also told him I need to be able to work remotely.
Oh my!
If you God. Want this. And I did. I fucking got it. Because I don't know how I got it. Then they tell me.
Hold on. How are you still poor?
Oh, because I fucked shit up. All the time. I fucked that up. I'll tell you how I fucked it up. Because, like, while I am an excellent grifter, I'm also a weak-willed, soft, fleshy, little fucking impulsive, depressed little lump.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I will fuck things up.
Oh, yeah. Same. Hard same, bud.
Yeah, so I'm going to get the awesome thing by doing the shifty shit, but I'm also going to fuck it up. So anyway, I get this job. And then somewhere along the line, they're like introducing me as an engineer. And I was like,
this feels like a felony.
I was like, I don't think this is right. To be fair, once again, not putting anything. I'm not responsible for infrastructure or anything like that.
No, you didn't kill anyone.
I didn't kill anyone. I made little.
That's amazing.
Just some fake things. I really hope nobody's listening. Anyway, so I did that. I held that job, and I'm going to tell you, this is honest, for 1 year. I did not do anything. I did nothing.
Okay, but that's like, so you.
I did nothing.
You stole is not the word we're going to use there.
No.
You were paid $65,000.
Yes. Plus expenses.
Because you made up shit.
No.
I didn't make anything up.
Let's be clear. You were
I just didn't correct people.
You didn't correct people.
$65,000 because some rich guy had a chance meeting with
you. Too lazy to check into your shit.
Well, no. He was too lazy. They were such a huge.
That he didn't even care. He was like, you're cool. Let me hire you.
He honestly, because I had good rapport with him from my previous job, and I talked like I knew what was going on. And I got to tell you guys, one of the best ways to keep a job that you don't know what you're doing at for a very long time, this is sage advice, please listen, is you got to use the Costanza method. You have to use it. When George Costanza was working for the Yankees, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He just figured, if I walk around like I'm frustrated all day, people will think I'm very busy. And I'm not even fucking kidding. I 100% used the Costanza method, and people were like, don't bother her with that right now. She's really busy. Or I would say, I'm going to have to delegate this to someone else because I can't right now. I've got too much on my plate. Nobody ever asks you exactly what you have on your plate.
This is blowing my fucking mind.
They created a position that didn't exist before, so they didn't know what was required of the position. I did my own job description, so I basically just made it vague as fuck.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't matter. I'm fulfilling my job description because I'm assisting people with what they need, but I'm delegating to other people.
Is that the job where you just walked out one day?
Oh, no. That was my last two jobs.
Okay.
This job this big grift is the one that during that year where I was very busy working remotely for this company.
Yeah,
I started my soap company.
Yes. Yep, you're just making soap all day.
I made soap all day.
Yeah. Hey, that's water management. There's water in soap.
I was very ethical in my production of soap. So, I mean, I think that I was doing a pretty good job.
I think you're doing a very good job.
To be fair, I did do some presentations when the company that I worked for asked me to. They would fly me out.
I can't even imagine the anxiety that I would have.
I was literally on a plane like once a week.
Oh, my God.
Just flying out to sit in a meeting, have some dinner, and then come back.
How did they not?
It's a huge company.
You are the greatest liar of all time, and I am so scared of you.
You have to approach it with the fact that you know that this company is soulless. They are huge, and they don't actually know.
I think this is great. I'm not moralizing it.
Yeah, no, but this is...
I'm just terrified of you.
That's how you get the confidence. You just, like, what is it that Cassie says? Data switching or whatever? What's that thing that people do?
Code switching.
Code switching.
Code switching, yeah.
That's a thing.
This is also, by the way, what every business administration graduate does to get their first job.
Why the fuck would I go to school if I can just grift my fucking way through life?
I'm going to try this. 2021 goal is to try to grift a company into giving me $65,000.
You know
that I'm capable of helping you with this. Travis, you've seen my skills with...
This is really foolish to be saying this on a public...
But
This is all allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly. We're just joking.
Yeah, we're just joking.
We're just joking.
Allegedly, also, Travis, jokes. With your baseball knowledge, you would be so good at this. Because just casually drop some baseball knowledge with whatever team the people are interested in, they'll hire you on the spot.
This is true, and I know fucking everything about baseball.
Go do some weird Moneyball shit.
I'm going to tell you, I always bring up when I'm trying to, it's not for hiring, but when I'm trying to talk to somebody who's into baseball or who I don't know, it's either hockey or baseball, always, in Ontario at least. So with baseball, they're always like, oh, so what team are you into? And because I'm from Windsor, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I love the Tigers. Yeah, y'all, but they had some bad years. Do you see the 1 year? Oh, bad years, you know? And then they're just like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. I'm a this fan or I'm a Royals fan or whatever. And it's just
go sports.
There.
Yeah.
Use that one piece of baseball knowledge I have, which is that, did you see the year where the Tigers lost almost every game and broke a record for how many games they lost, which is like mid-2000s?
Yeah, which they almost did again last year.
See, Mo, now you have another one.
There you go.
Not 2020, but 2019, they almost did
there
it again.
There you go. Perfect. I got it.
Yeah. I'm scarily good at baseball trivia and knowledge. I could probably make some money off that at some point.
Yeah, you've got to be able to make some money off that at some point.
You could shout out a year between 1968 and now, and I could tell you who won the World Series and who played against it, like off the top of my head.
I know, and I've tested you on this before, 1982.
1982 was the you're fucking killing me. It's the Cardinals. Cardinals won the World Series that year, and they beat the Milwaukee Brewers.
1979.
And 79 was the We Are Family Pirates over the Fuck Me.
I think you're good enough.
Yeah. You're catching me a little off guard. Yeah, I could probably piece this together. But Pirates over the Orioles. Ha. Boom, I knew it would come there. It was in there.
Just took a minute.
Willie Stargell won the World Series MVP that year.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's a whole thing.
We can work this into a grift for you.
Facts. Is that somebody?
Yeah. He's
that's a fun name.
Yeah, Sandy Koufax, maybe the greatest left-handed pitcher of all time.
There you go.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
He's still alive. He's like 90 fucking five years old or some
amazing.
Shit.
Yeah.
He retired in the 50s, and he's still alive. That motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
He looks great. Then look a day over 61.
I think so too.
Yeah, he's a sexy motherfucker, Sandy Koufax. Go check it out. You probably would. Got a lot of money.
Honestly, I probably would.
Yeah.
Hurrah,
oh, folks, we're at like an hour and 15.
Goddamn.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
You got any New Year's messages for the people?
It doesn't get better.
Tear it the fuck down.
Tear it the fuck down.
Shit your pants for the Rev. That's the goal I've got for 2021.
Shit your pants for the Rev.
Shit your pants for the Rev.
So I really want us to make the shitting your pants for the left a thing. So before we go, can we just quickly explain... No, I'm going to explain it, Mo, and then you're going to agree.
Reference? Oh my God, what is this?
No.
This is if when Travis and I were doing the homeless encampment eviction that one day.
Well, we weren't doing it. The cops were. We were doing it. Importantly.
That's okay. That is a really good point that you should point out.
Yeah.
When we were kicking out all of the houseless people out of their encampment. When we were showing up there in the morning,
this building.
Yeah,
we were talking about how if shit went down with the cops, that the best way for us to keep them away from us would just be to
shit our pants.
Just be to shit our pants.
Well,
to be fair,
we were also talking about how we had the coffee shits at like 6 in the morning.
We had a lot of coffee that morning, and then we were both sitting by the entrance, just like. Waiting
like what happens if we have to take a shit when the cops
get
here.
On deck basically. Yeah. And then it basically snowballed into us shitting our pants for the left and like coming at them with doo-doo hands. I'm 36 just
shitting out of our doo-doo asses and then rubbing it all over ourselves to make make the surface area slippery for
it's all for the left. Don't you understand?
Shit your pants for the left, folks.
So have you folks heard of Caitlin Bennett and Liberty Hangout?
No.
So
what is this?
She's a crypto fascist monarchist, not even crypto, like an actual fascist monarchist. And she runs this YouTube channel called Liberty Hand. She was called Gun Girl before because she
vaguely
on her graduation. Yeah. So she got famous for going around asking dumb questions on college campuses and trying to do that whole gotcha thing. But her editing is really bad and she always just looks like an idiot. But she
I'm got, very excited that there might be poop involved in this.
So here's the poop that's involved. She went to a party. So these right-wingers on a college campus did this quote-unquote protest where they all wore diapers as like a protest. Because the left are wah-wah babies. She told people that she actually went in her diaper, allegedly.
So she went boom boom in her diapy.
People call her Boo Boo Bennett now. So we can have two shirts. One is for the left and one is for the right.
Fucking God. Shit your diapy for the right.
Because, look at the difference in causes. One does it because they're lazy and I don't even understand why you would do that.
I mean, I understand why you would do that, because like sometimes you just, I'm so depressed I don't want to get up to shit.
sometimes you can't run, so you gotta have the runs.
But my core set of values doesn't permit me to shit my own bed, so I just have to get up. I won't shit my pants unless it's thankful
you've never done that by accident.
Well, this is the ultimate. It's the ultimate freedom. This is what the libertarians were trying to do when they abolished the government. Trying to fight for the right to poop yourself.
To bear arms.
Oh my god!
Literal bear arms.
Oh my god!
I'm sweaty.
What a shit show this episode is! I love it so much. This is my personal favorite that we've ever done. I don't give a fuck if no one else likes it. This is great.
It's always a good episode.
My notes this week are just nothing. Like,
does it say Ev's responsible for Walkerton?
Yeah, it does. It says Ev did Walkerton. That's what it says here.
There's another T-shirt.
My favorite episodes are the ones where I can always look over at Travis and see how stressed out you are thinking about the editing you're going to have to do.
No, this is fine. I'm going to be up till 3 in the morning either way, so fuck it.
Fair enough.
Go
watch some long plays on YouTube.
Yeah.
Bring out this shit year, but don't be, you know, too optimistic about the next one, unless you're doing something about it.
I don't think there's going to be a good year for a while. Let me just strap in for a rough go.
No, listen to all our listeners.
That ship has sailed, my friend.
You have a 141 and 2/3 chance of having a good year next year.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
No, seriously, though, just go play Echo the Dolphin and forget that the world exists, because that's probably the best days are behind us all.
Someone lend me N64 games. I'll trade you Powerpuff Girls. It's a shit game.
Go play some Commander Keen.
I fucking love Commander Keen.
Right?
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. We have to.
I don't know what Commander Keen is, but.
Excuse the fuck out of you.
Okay, bye.
Seriously, you need to play Commander Keen.
You really do.
Well, folks, that was false. Thanks for listening all the way through that. Thanks for enduring it. Thanks again to Vincent Manzarol and Jennifer Nichols and all of our other patrons for supporting what we do. If you want to support us but you don't have any money, you know, just share us. Just send it to your friends. You think people would be interested in it? Maybe you got some conservative friends who you know, need a little bit of a kick in the pants. Just send it to them and see what happens. Just see what happens. Maybe it'll start some conversations. You never know. But either way, thanks for supporting us, even just by listening. That's really great. As always, you can follow us on social media at ThisIsFalsePod. You can also email us, ThisIsFalsePodcast@protonmail.com. And of course, patreon.com/ThisIsFalse. All right, we'll see you in January.